Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
7:47, 13 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. How you doing there, Steve-O?
Hanging in there, Tommy. How you been doing?
I'm good. I got to ask you, what was it like watching the game here on Sunday with the Cannon and the sports crew? Because, man, it was painful for me at home. I don't know what you guys were saying or doing, but what was it like?
Yeah, it was a big old gut punch, Tommy, because we had that hope renewed after the Carolina Panthers game. You figured the Saints were coming in extra fired up after a bye week, a little energized and looking a lot more cohesive, like I said, in that win against the Panthers. And then, you know, you're taking on your biggest rival in the division. So expectations were high. It's always Falcons hate week and you want to go down with the Dirty Birds. And unfortunately, they kept parading from Bourbon Street into the Dome and then back on Bourbon Street again after the game, after an awful showing.
And it's usually back and forth, but there's no back and forth. They're just back. And
right.
Man, I'm telling you, tell me what's going on with the kicking situation.
Yeah, we know that we've seen Blake Groupie has struggled this season, unfortunately has missed 8 of his 26 kicks this year. So he's at a 69%. That's ranked 39th in the NFL, and you know there's only 32 teams, so that's not real. That's not good. So the team's bringing in some kickers to look at. We know Cade York is a former LSU Tiger. He has had accuracy issues in the NFL. The Saints are going to give him a look. That makes a ton of sense. And then the other one is Justin Tucker, the former Baltimore Raven. Statistically, an amazing kicker in his career, fourth all-time in field goal percentage, although his last season, a year ago, was his career low at 73% field goal attempts made. The problem is he's just coming back from a 10-game suspension for conduct, league's personal conduct policy, and that is dealing with sexual sexual misconduct.
Doing stuff he shouldn't have been doing.
Yeah, at a massage parlor, there's there's 16 accusations against him. As far as I know, though, what's strange, Tommy, there's no active law, case going on against him. Yeah. The NFL did do their investigation. They came to the conclusion that he needed to be suspended 10 games for what they discovered. And now this is his first workout since that 10-game ban ended. He was eligible to come back November 11th, and the Saints are the first team to have contacted him. Kellen Moore spoke about it, and I know fans are a little uneasy about this, and I really don't blame them. It's a little puzzling for a 2-9 team to be working out a kicker with a lot of PR issues around him.
Well, and the other thing is, it seems like, okay, you're 2-9. Let's see if Charlie Smith can produce or not, right?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah. What's going on with him?
Yeah, the international player, we've seen him, he's been around this ball club. I can remember seeing him nail a 70-yarder at a Tulane practice at night that wowed everybody. There has been his biggest issue we've seen with him, yeah, he's got the big leg and can connect from deep. It's those shorter ones that have been some issues for him, as we've seen with Blake Groupie this year. But you've got him on your roster. You figure, why not give Charlie the chance since he's been here? I understand getting some maybe veteran experience into the, to the workout scenario. But I don't know. The whole thing with Justin Tucker, I understand why a lot of people it's rubbing the wrong way. And I don't mean that as a bad cliche.
It just seems like if you got Charlie Smith on the roster, either let him play or cut him. Why keep him? Because now's your time at 2-9 to decide whether he can play in the NFL or not. If he can, let him show what he has. If he can't, let him miss or let him get the misses out of his system. Let him get his feet beneath him, pardon the pun again, but let him see what it's like to play in a real NFL game when it counts and see what he can do. That, to me, makes every bit of sense. But we'll pick it up. We come back 7:51, 9 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Thanksgiving week, a great week for good eating and lots of football today. You can join WWL for a special edition of Sports Talk with Mike Dettelier and Steve Geller. Live from Houma at the Rouse's Market on Martin Luther King Boulevard. You will talk LSU and Saints football and top NFL matchups. You can shop for everything you need for your Thanksgiving dinner. Celebrate Thanksgiving and football with Mike and Steve at Rouse's Market in Houma on Martin Luther King Boulevard today from 4 until 7 on WWL. That is today, right, Steve?
Yeah, Tommy, heading to Houma to Chicken. They got their special of fried chicken over there in Houma, and you got like a drive-through. It's really awesome. Always look forward to doing our show out there.
Houma to Chicken. There you go. So tell me what the Saints' schedule is going to be like this week in terms of regrouping after the Atlanta debacle.
Yeah, it's the same old, same as usual for them. They have today off, and then we'll be back at it Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Gearing up to a trip out to Miami this weekend. They don't have any days off just because it's Thanksgiving on Thursday. And, you know, we just need to see this team can try to get into the end zone more. That's been the biggest issue is scoring. You heard Bobby, I'm sure, in the postgame saying you got to score points to win, right? Mm-hmm. And that's been the biggest issue. I think this season, Tommy, in the first quarter, they've only gotten one touchdown all year long, and we know that's not good.
Well, they did score a touchdown on Sunday.
Yeah, just on the defensive side.
Defensive side, not offensively, right? But at least,
right.
When it comes to among the players in the locker room, et cetera, how concerned are you that, you know, we were all excited about, like you're saying, after the Carolina showing, we were all excited about what the rest of the season could portend, and then the air came out of the balloon. Do you sense that's kind of like what's going on in the locker room, or not really?
For the locker room, no. The guys definitely seem still committed and having that goal of being that professional, you know, playing your hardest every game and going out there. Really good leadership. We know with Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis and co, there's plenty of dudes out here to lead that for the Saints. But for me, I feel like I'm one of the fans now, Tommy, where I've gone to the point where I'm just mad that they made me believe again.
Yeah, I'm kind of right there with you as we have our psychoanalysis here. Hey, real quick, if you could catch you flat-footed here, if you could pick one person to have at your Thanksgiving table, who would it be?
Ooh, can I bring Sydney Sweeney?
Sure, absolutely. Sydney Sweeney, there we go. You might want to check that out with Mrs. Geller first. We'll be back, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.